Hi, and welcome to our podcast, Making Dance Accessible. The podcast that talks about how dance is impacting everyday people to professional artists. Don't forget to check out our website at www.bostonmobiledance.com. This podcast is sponsored by Boston Mobile Dance Studio, the studio that travels to your city or town and makes dance accessible. We would also like to give a shout out to our other sponsor, the production company, The Cab Group Production, the company that provides bridges for people and their success. In this episode, we speak with Marianne Harkless Diabati. We discuss the amazing event, the Racine's Black Dance Festival. This event brings teachers from different parts of the world, including teachers from Massachusetts. Check it out. All right, everyone. Right now, we have with us Marianne Harkless Diabati, and she, along with Bandu Kantikumba and McKerson Prevelis, are doing the Racine's Festival. How are you, Marianne?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's a good day. I'm excited to be on this podcast episode with you, talking about the Racine's Festival. I know that I had a great time teaching at it last year, and the Beantown Lockers, my crew, they had to perform without me because I was playing with my band. They had a blast doing it, and it was just such a buzz, you know, and the buzz was just so resounding even after the event.
Definitely good energy.
Yeah, good energy. So I'm just excited to be interviewing you, and thank you so much for doing this interview.
Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. You know, we got to support each other, got to support the arts, right?
Right.
Absolutely. So I got some questions for you. Just we want to bring more awareness to this amazing, awesome event. And who started the Racine's Black Dance Festival?
Okay, so we started it last year. Mm-hmm. So in 2016, I was approached by Christelle and Prisca Ai. Mm-hmm. With this idea, which I love because it's like what my life has been about.
Yes.
And then like a couple of days later, I was approached by McKerson separately.
Wow.
With the same or similar idea. And so I said to myself, this is definitely the right time for this thing to happen. And we all started planning and went through different sort of developments and metamorphoses, and we produced the first festival, and then we brought Bendo on. We produced the first festival last fall. Mm-hmm. At the Dance Complex in Cambridge.
Awesome.
And this festival, and we got really excited because even though it was our first time out, mm-hmm. We were just happy that we pulled it off, and the energy was really good, and the feedback was amazing. Everybody was so excited about it, and it just felt like it was the right thing that the time had come for this festival to happen. And so this year it's going to be bigger.
Yes.
And it's going to be at the Boston Conservatory at Berkeley. So they're letting us use the studios there.
Awesome.
And then the performance will be Friday, October 19th at Roxbury Community College Media Arts Center. So that's a really nice theater.
Awesome. And for those who are wondering the dates of the classes, because you have classes as well, correct?
Yeah.
What are those
classes,
dates?
The classes are going to be Saturday and Sunday, October 20th and 21st. And we're going to be running two classes at a time in two different studios. All day Saturday, all day Sunday, from 10 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. So it's a lot of classes, 21 classes altogether. The one is a tap class because we can run three that time because it has to happen in the tap studio.
Nice. Wow.
That's
so you got
a separate studio.
You're going to be busy, busy, busy.
Yeah,
nice.
It's going to be real nice. And we're going to have a sort of, there's two studios up on the same floor, and then we have a multi-purpose room that can be kind of a social area for where people can relax and talk between classes, and so it should be a nice kind of bringing people together.
Nice.
Because that's a whole part of it. That's a whole part of any African-rooted dance. And just for the record, it's called the Racine Black Dance Festival.
Racine's Black Dance Festival. Awesome.
Yeah, and the reason we call it that is because a lot of people probably know that Racine means roots in French. So it's like roots. And then Black Dance Festival, because it's exploring sort of the evolution or the spreading of African dance throughout the Americas. Yeah. So, you know, there's connections between all these different Black dance forms. There's you can look at certain elements and see the similarities. And one of the similarities is bringing people together, you know, and the idea that dance is inclusive.
Yeah.
So that's one of our missions, is to just like educate. Like, a lot of people don't know that hip hop has roots in African dance. You know, especially younger people. And our idea is to like bring a lot of people together, different types of people together, diverse groups of people together, to, you know, educate about that history. It's a common history.
Yeah.
A lot of people, but a lot of people don't realize, I think, the tremendous influence that Black dance has had on American culture.
Yeah.
Not just Black dance, Black music. I think a lot more people realize that.
Yeah.
But so it's really a shared history.
Yes.
And I think it's something that needs to be known, and it's something that I think really brings people together.
Awesome. And that was kind of going to be my next question too. Like, do you think that's what makes this event different from many of the other events in Greater Boston, in the Massachusetts area, New England area, even saying?
Yes, yes. Well, I mean, I'm not going to say that we're the only ones that bring people together, because there are a lot of wonderful events. I do think that in terms of offering so many different dance styles, we're offering, you know, African, different forms of Caribbean, Brazilian, you know, Haitian styles like Piedmont blues, tap, breaking, locking, whacking, vogue, hip hop, house, Afrobeat, which is like contemporary West African pop dance.
Nice.
So I don't think what makes us different is that we have all of this included. You like, usually you might have an African festival, or you might have a hip hop festival, but it's rare to see this many styles brought together, and it's really exciting to see, and it's wonderful for the artists to get together and find common ground and work together.
That is really awesome. I mean, I'm going to be playing with my band the Friday night, but I was bumming because I really wanted to get down with all the other teachers and the instrumentalists and just get down and just communicate through dance on stage.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I saw some video footage of that last year, and I was totally blown away. You know, so I appreciate you sharing.
Yeah,
that.
It's going to be really nice. And we always end with a drum circle.
Nice.
So the drummers will be playing, and then everybody comes out as they feel the spirit to do whatever they do to the drums.
That's
so it's really a beautiful experience. And then also we invite the audience up, you know, in case anybody hasn't experienced that before. You're welcome to join in at the end of the show.
I love it. I love it. Now, how do you decide, like, which coaches teachers you want to have come? Because I noticed that you have, like, people like, I'm used to calling a Tweet Boogie.
Yeah.
She does hip hop.
Right.
You have just amazing people coming on down, you know. Even I believe Khalid's coming, correct, to do Tap?
Khalid Hill, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's coming to do Tap. It's like, how do you choose, like, who
you know, it varies. It varies. You know, in terms of the local teachers, of course, we are already know a lot of them.
Yeah.
And, well, in terms of the out-of-town teachers, it just varies.
Yeah.
You know, we look into it.
Yeah.
You know, whoever has the expertise in an area looks into it. We get recommendations. In some cases, we know who's good, you know, because we've either worked with them before or had some kind of relationship.
Nice.
But, yeah, it varies. Things come. And we're having a Chicago step-in class this time, which is a social dance. Basically, somebody who attended the festival last year emailed us and said, you know, have you ever considered including some of the local Boston steppers? And
nice.
So I looked into it, and it turned out I didn't think we'd be able to do it for this year, but it turned out we were able to Yeah, it comes one way or another, but we basically do research and go out and try to find good people.
I love it. I love it. That's great. Now, Marion, how can people who want to partake in this event, can you give the information, the website, any specific information you want to give, signing up, anything you want to say?
Yeah. Okay, to register for either the show or the workshops, you can go online, and the website is www.racinefestival.org. Now, Racine is R-A-C-I-N-E-S. All right, so www.racinefestival.org. And then it'll pop up and you can register. There are different prices. Like if you buy a 10-class card, it's going to be less than if you buy a single class. There are some children's rates. All ages, with the exclusion it's going to be hard for babies. We're not going to charge them if they come, but the classes are geared towards adults or teens or even younger kids who dance.
Nice.
You know,
I love it.
So it's also intergenerational, so which is very, you know, it feels like a lot of African dance where, you know, you just have everybody in the community participating at whatever level. But the classes are, you know, and people should also know that a lot of the classes are very intense, you know. Dancers will love it. Yeah. People who don't dance, you'll still be able to participate.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be, but you should know that you're going to sweat.
Okay.
There are some classes that are less that way. Like the Chicago Step-In is like you get to learn, it's a partner dance, and you get to learn, you know, it's just like a social dance that you would do out at a club.
Yes.
And, you know, if you don't feel up to the intensity of that, we have the Chicago Step-In for you.
Nice.
But a lot of the classes are, sorry?
Oh, no, go ahead.
I was just repeating myself.
Oh, no, that's good. That's good. That's good. That's really good to know, because I think, like, what we do, we try to work with non-dancers. We specifically focus on non-dancers and you know, or non-pro dancers. And, you know, everyone wants to be involved. So from what I hear, this is an event that anyone can go to. I mean, there are different levels for different people, you know, of course. But
yeah, I mean, they'll take it at their different level, but the classes are pretty inclusive.
Nice.
And by dancers, I didn't mean to say you have to be a professional dancer, at all. I just meant people who do take dance classes.
Yeah.
You know, anybody who takes dance classes, they usually are the type of people who appreciate the high energy sweat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every class is different.
Good workout.
It's going to be amazing.
Good.
Yeah.
So they'll get the good work, and I love it. Well, this is going to be, I'm excited about it. I can't wait. I can't wait to teach my locking class and take some other classes and have some fun. You know, I'll be in between my band events, and we're performing all weekend, but I'm going to be taking some classes too, though.
Me too, if I can delegate well enough, I'm going to be in some classes too.
Awesome.
And there's also going to be a lecture demonstration on Saturday morning, 10 a.m., mm-hmm. With Junius Brickhouse, who is from D.C., mm-hmm. But he went and did a lot of research on Southern buck dancing or Piedmont blues.
Wow.
And it's very interesting. He's going to give a lecture on his research that he did. And I think it's going to be very interesting to listen to, because he went down into the community, this little town, you know, like moved in with the people and, you know, mowed their lawn and had a relationship with them before he even tried to find out about the dancing, and then got into the dance scene with them and whatever. So he did some real cultural investigation, and I mean, like, he immersed himself in the culture, which is like the ideal way to learn a dance.
That's awesome.
Or some music. So I think that's going to be really interesting.
Awesome.
For people who want to come and listen.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much for taking this interview. And you're hearing from Marianne, and she is doing great things. And this is going to be powerful for the community. And we look forward to being there. Thank you so much for taking this interview.
Oh, thank you.
Boom. And there you have it. Thanks again for tuning in, everyone. Don't forget to check out www.bostonmobiledance.com. Please like it, share it, tag somebody, spread the word. You heard? Peace.